like Zach said, we'll keep your songbooks open to number 210, the invitation song. We'll be singing that throughout our lesson. Before we get into it, I'd like to thank everyone out this evening. It's nice to see my family here. I'm really surprised my grandparents show up this afternoon. It's really nice to see them. And happily, they'll be leaving tomorrow morning. But my sermon is found in Psalms, the 16th chapter. The title is in verse 8. We won't read that yet. But it's where it says, I have set the Lord always before me. I would like to look also in Psalm 16 and verse 11. Where we are reminded that in the presence of God there is fullness of joy. Where it reads, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. I'm sure all Christians would agree to this. But even so, there are times we find ourselves not as close to God as we should. It's almost human nature that we find ourselves spiritually weak, filled with depression and anxiety. In such times, what we can do in order to become closer to God again is to set Him before us, which we find in Psalm 16, verse 8, where it reads, I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. It is when we set the Lord before us that we receive the benefits of His love and presence. In this lesson, I wish to review ways that we can draw closer to God or set the Lord before us anytime we find ourselves drifting away from God. Perhaps a good place to start is to set the Lord before us through His own creation. Verse 1 reads, walking alone at eve and viewing the skies afar, bidding the darkness come to welcome each silver star. I have a great delight in the wonderful scenes above. God in His power and might is showing His truth and light and love. Let nature help us draw close to God, for creation speaks to us of God. It tells us of His glory and of His knowledge. If you will turn over in Psalms again, the 19th chapter, I'd like to read the first two verses there. Psalms 19, 1 and 2. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. And we find in Romans 1, verse 20, that it impresses us with His eternal power and His deity. Once again in Psalms 68, starting with verse 8, we see in their own way such inanimate objects worship God. 68, verse 8, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Skip down to verse 11, we'll read through 13. The Lord gave the word, great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When we take time to contemplate God's creation, we understand more of His power and of His person. This understanding enables us to come closer to God, as when we increase understanding between friends, we enhance friendship, or as in marriage, the same thing. I'd like to look at an example how others use natural settings in drawing closer to God. In Genesis 24:63, Isaac would go into the field to meditate. But I'd like to look in Matthew 14, verse 23, we find Jesus would go into the mountains to pray. Matthew 14, 23. And when He had sent the multitude away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. It's probably easier for us to meditate or draw closer to God when we go out of the city settings of the noise and the confusion, and go into God's creation, away from everyone. At this time, I ask Zach to go ahead and lead us in this first verse.
Walking alone at even in the skies above, letting the darkness come to welcome me, silver star. I have a great delight in the wonderful scenes above. God is our light, is showing his truth and love.
But God's creation can tell you only so much about him. To really draw closer to God, we need to set the Lord before us through his revelation. Verse 2 reads, sitting alone at eve and dreaming the hours away, watching the shadows falling now at the close of day. God in his mercy comes, with his word he is drawing near, spreading his love and truth around me and everywhere. God's word provides the full revelation of God. Through his nature, we are limited in what we can learn from him. We can see his power, his divinity, his glory and knowledge, but we learn nothing of his will and purpose for us. It is only when through divine revelation that God has made his will fully known. He's revealed many things through his Spirit, who in turn revealed them through the apostles. In 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 through 12. But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God. And also such things were written for our benefit and understanding, as we see in Ephesians 3:3-5. But once again, others depended upon the word to remain close to God. David, in the 119th Psalms, quite a few times we see where he would use the word to stay close to God. But again, in Matthew 4, we find Jesus again, which is our perfect example. Matthew 4, verse 4, we see where he used ways to ward off the tempter. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Let's skip down to verse 7. We'll again skip down to verse 10. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Verse 10. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So let God's word help you draw close to him, who is a source of peace and strength. Zach, verse 2.
Sitting alone at evening, reading the hours away.
Stop by just listening to his word. To really draw close to God, you need to set him before you through your own prayer. Verse 3 of that song reads, closing my eyes at eve and thinking of heaven's grace, longing to see my Lord, yes, meeting him face to face, trusting him as my all, wheresoever my footsteps roam, pleading with him to guide me on to the Spirit's home. A close relationship with God must be a two-way street. He has revealed himself through us through a revelation which we've just looked at, where we need to go to him in prayer and tell him of our deepest needs. and concerns, which we see in Philippians, the fourth chapter. And starting with verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He is also the means by which we draw boldly to God to obtain mercy and grace for help. If you would turn again to Hebrews 4, reading verse 14, Hebrews 4 and 14. Seeing then that ye have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Others found prayer to be the means to receive help from God. In Psalms 32, we find where David again was found that confessing sins brought forgiveness. But in Matthew 26, we find Jesus once again. Matthew 26, starting with 36 through 44, Jesus found prayer to be the source of strength in times of trial. Matthew 26, 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he came, and he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again, prayed the third time, saying the same words. Draw near to God's throne through prayer. Let him know of your deepest needs. Is that verse 3?
Closing my eyes at evening, leaning on heaven's grace, glory to see my Lord, yeah.
Suggest that we set the Lord before us through our own fellowship. Verse 3 reads, Closing my eyes at eve and thinking, I'm sorry, let's read the chorus. Oh, for a home with God, a place in his course to rest, sure and a safe abode with Jesus and the blessed. Rest for a weary soul once redeemed by the Savior's love, where I'll be pure and whole and live with my God above. Strength cometh from assembling together. Just as there is strength in numbers, we find in Ecclesiastes, in view of the very real danger of falling away, we need to exhort one another daily. In Hebrews, once again, we find the third chapter, starting in verse 12, Hebrews 3, verse 12 through 13. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And we also need to admonish one another through our frequent assembling. We read many times in Hebrews 10, 24 through 25, that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. like coals in a fire, keeping each other hot. Assembling together is designed to keep the spark alive in our fellowship with one another and relationship with God. The early church found strength by assembling together. In Acts 4, 23 through 31, we find that Peter and John were released after they were released from being arrested. Acts 4, 23 through 31. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, what did the heavens rage and the people imagine vain things? The king and the earth stood, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against the holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever they had thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken, where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And again, we find the same thing, same scenario with Peter when he was imprisoned in Acts 12 and verse 12. Our assembling together can be a foretaste of heaven, in which we draw near to God together through songs, prayer, and his words, and in which we enjoy the fellowship of God and his servants, even now. Last scripture I'd like to look at is in Revelation. It's kind of another lengthy reading in chapter 7. Revelation 7. I'll be reading from verse 9 to the end of the chapter. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man can number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hand, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their face, and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the Lamb of God, or blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto the living fountain of water. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. So in conclusion, I'd like to ask, do you really desire to come close to God? Do you really desire to come closer to God? Then why not set the Lord before you through the avenues we've looked at tonight, where we contemplate his own nature, we meditate on his word, spend much time in prayer, and have fellowship one with another with our own Christians. Do this and we can draw closer to God, singing with David in Psalms 16:11, as we read earlier, where we are in the presence of In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Make your wants or wishes known together as we stand and sing.